nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Haynes here with Ben Crowe and Troy Harmon.
How's it going, Matt?
Doing good, doing good. Ben, you're in the good doctor's chair over here. So
I feel awfully small.
A lot of expectations go along with that.
I just kind
of
shrink down.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Big shoes to fill. Right?
I'm telling you what. Well, glad to have you with us this week, have you back with us.
Yeah.
You've been on several times. So
good to be here.
We'll cover a lot today. Troy, we got a lot to talk about, several economic releases, broad picture stuff we can cover, got some questions that we're going to answer here in the segments going forward. We got a case study on rental property, second home. How do you classify it? Is it a second home? Is it a rental property? You got all the answer to that.
Or is it
right?
Mixed use?
I don't know.
There you go. We'll get into that. So.
Sounds good. Well, listen, let me go ahead and get this out there. If you got questions you want us to ask, obviously we say this every week. We record the show on Thursday afternoons, and it's being aired obviously on Saturday morning. So if you've got questions you'd like us to ask about your money in any way, don't hesitate to give us a call during the week at 770-429-9166. Or if you want to email us at drgene@hensler.com. We will put the questions in the queue and tee them up and respond to them here on the air on Saturday mornings for you. So
answers. Yeah, we got all kinds, right?
That's right. We've got some answers. So with that being said, Troy, what's going on this week?
Market's a little stronger. So anybody who said at the end of last week's show the market's not going to go up, I don't know who that might have been.
I think that was Bill. Didn't Bill say it was down?
Yeah, and since he's not here to defend himself,
it sounds like it was him.
Yeah,
right?
I believe I was up. I think you set up. But
Well, here's the
thing. Yesterday helped, didn't it?
Statistically speaking, I generally say it's going to be up because, you know.
Generally, statistically speaking, it is.
2/3 of the time.
That's right.
It's going to be up. So, market's up 0.88%, and you're absolutely right, Ben. Wednesday was a great day for the stock market, 1.2%, I believe it was.
Yep.
S&P was up. Year-to-date, that leaves us at 2.53%. We still have health care that's leading the pack. Up 9.79% year to date.
Utilities almost down, almost 10% still.
Yeah, utilities are dragging worse than that. If you look over a longer period of time, utilities actually have been on a really nice run.
Up until this point.
This has just been the end of it. Yeah.
Right.
Who knows? Dividend yields have gotten a little bit more handsome as utilities.
That's right, because you look at these bottom four, you know, year-to-date sectors, and those are really the dividend players, aren't they, Troy?
Yeah.
Because we've got energy, consumer staples, some of those traditional high dividend payers have taken a hit this year. But
yeah, energy has its own issues with falling prices, but for the most part, those are a reaction to interest rate, potential interest rate increases, and we haven't really seen anything managed. We're here in June, and June was supposed to be the big liftoff, and now everybody's saying
in terms of the Fed, and they keep pushing it back.
So who knows when that'll happen? We know that it should, but we've been saying that how long again? It's been the believe it or not, the Fed went to 0.25% to 0% back in December of 2008.
Mm.
Wow. We have been at zero interest rates basically for that long.
Wow.
We have seen
Treasury yields though bounce up here.
That is true.
Last few weeks. So I mean, a pretty significant move on that side, which you can see on the mortgage market side. You know, if any of you are out there shopping for a mortgage, you know, you have seen a rate increase on that side. So it seems like the market is a little bit convinced that we're going to see higher interest rates at some point. But
Earlier in the week, I was looking at that beginning in February, like the very beginning of February, measuring till now. I think it was the 30-year was up about 60 basis points, which is 0.6%.
Mm-hmm.
But even down like the 5-year, where you usually see that big hump in the yield curve, many people probably don't know what I even mean by a yield curve, but where it, you know, at one of its steeper points, we had gained almost 40 basis points, so 0.4%, which is, you know, with everybody worrying here and there that that things might be slowing down, that surely is not a sign of slowing when the interest rates increase.
Right.
So anyway, we had lots of other economic news this week. Wholesale trade came out. Increasing by 0.4% in April, and it was upwardly revised by 0.2% in March as well. It seems like sales increased by 1.6%, and then inventory didn't follow suit. Inventories were up, like I said, 0.4%, so the inventory to sales ratio actually decreased by 1.29%, probably a good sign in the end. You know, sales is the most important, but a lot of times we'll see that inventory number precede sales by increasing within, you know.
Whenever you see a lot of inventory building up, that's not always a good thing, right?
It means
people are working and right, making stuff, but if it's not going off the shelf or being right, turned into sales, then that can be a concern, right?
Right, yeah. Well, so, you know, sometimes inventories build in anticipation of growth,
true,
too.
Like,
so if you it depends on what's happened in previous months, really.
Right.
So, you know, if things have been really good and your inventory all of a sudden grows, you start worrying what's coming next, you know, are things
right,
slowing down? But if things have been bad and inventories all accidentally or all of a sudden rather grow, then you assume that those who need inventories to do their business have actually anticipating more growth. So
right,
anyway, it's all in what's happening.
We had some employment numbers out this week,
yep,
right?
Yeah, this JOLTS survey, which is job openings and labor turnover survey, something the Fed watches pretty close, and there's a whole lot of moving parts to it. Basically, it was mixed, with jobs becoming available, layoffs are actually falling, but those who are voluntarily quitting basically their jobs have shown a bit of an increase. So the number of available jobs has actually increased to, what do we got, 5.4 million in April, which is the highest number since December 2000. Pretty interesting thing. You know, usually you want to have jobs available, but you want them to be as filled pretty quickly they can. Right,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
MBA mortgage applications, actually a real good sign relative to the last few weeks that we've had.
Right.
Looks like the index bounced up 8.4%, and while it's been being led by the refinance, the refinances actually did jump 7%,
yep,
but purchases were the leader at this point at 9.7% increase. So I guess we're having maybe some more buying in the housing market.
Well, I think you start seeing a 30-year fixed rate and it be now fairly solidly above 4%, which
right,
it has not been in a while.
Yep.
Does that, you know,
was that a lot of people rushing in? I mean, in anticipation of that, is it? I mean,
well, that's
know,
what you
go
have,
ahead,
right?
Lock in, close, mm-hmm, and then
maybe
and
we
then
ought,
maybe
to,
we
maybe
see
ought
a fall
to go ahead
off
and do this because
right, right,
it's time for rates to go up.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably a bigger sign for the refinance than it is for a purchase
right,
side.
Sure.
So purchases being better, you'd have to think that maybe it's a positive economic mm-hmm, event. Oil inventories actually decreased by 6.8 million barrels in the week, which is a lot more than the analysts expected, which was a 1.3 million barrel decline. All things considered, the oil price has hardly moved. I did see it tick up a little bit in the last couple of days,
mm-hmm,
but you know, for the most part, it hasn't been moving much. We could follow you through.
Was there any explanation behind those oil inventory numbers? Were there anything that you read about going on
no,
with that, or is just
no,
just,
not really. And
okay,
and the decrease quite often, and that's the thing. It's kind of like an inchworm. If you look, just because you have crude inventories that build,
mm-hmm,
it could be that some of that crude that was laying there actually is somewhere in the refining process. So if you read real close into that particular report, you'll see that sometimes it's refined products actually grow more than were expected, and you know it really is more of a
where
kind
it
of
is in the stage or in the processing stage on
absolutely,
some of that on some
yes,
of that right,
absolutely
okay.
We also saw retail sales were up 1.2%, led by gas stations and auto dealers. I guess the gas stations thing, whether crude oil goes up or not, we've still been seeing increases
in the gas stations.
Yeah.
So is that finally, do you think that's going to lead? Is this an indicator of sentiment getting better? Because we've seen this, you know, people aren't spending. Gas prices have been down.
Right.
You know, at low levels, historically cheap, but people aren't spending money. And we've had this conversation on the show for weeks now. Are they saving it? Are they paying down debt?
Right.
Are they going to begin to spend money here? Is this going to be the start of that? Or
right. Yeah. You know what? There's still plenty of folks that believe that will come at some point. I would have thought that we would see more indication of it by now.
Me too.
Probably 3 or 4 months ago, I would have expected that we would see some more robust retail sales numbers. But, you know, here we are four or five months later, and it's just really not coming.
And should the consumer choose to pay down debt at this point or up to this point, at some point debt has been paid down, right?
That's true,
will either turn into spending or additional savings.
Well, right. I still think there's something to be said for a lack of confidence. I mean, I think the conversation about, well, we're through the Great Recession, things are getting better, Yeah, and I don't think everybody feels all that great in
everybody
a general
remembers.
Sense.
We got a little bit longer memory than that.
And not everyone has participated in this rebound from recession either. It's not the full economy that's actually feeling so much better about themselves. You've invested in the stock market, you probably have, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, guys, let's take a break here and pay some bills, and we'll come back after the break and finish off these comments on the economic picture and maybe take some questions, talk about the case study a little bit. Get in a dog of the week before you got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.